Ah, yes, as we wend our way through the tar pit that is any discussion of race in the United States. Remember Eric Holder saying we were cowards because we didn't talk about race. That's so funny, isn't it, Jared Taylor? I mean, come on.
I wrote Eric Holder a letter. I said, I'm prepared to talk about race. I'm not a coward. Somehow he didn't get back. Of course, what he wants is white people to say, yes, 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 it's all our fault. And he doesn't hear that enough. He says that we all cocoon ourselves, stay away from each other, and don't talk about race. Well, yes, we do stay away from each other. It's because people prefer it that way.
And we don't talk about it because there are great penalties if you're white and you talk about race.
Yes. And so he was right that white people are cowards, but it's not because they don't apologize enough. It's because they don't say what they really think.
Let's take some callers, okay? For Jared Taylor, whose new book is White Identity, here's Brian in Baltimore. Brian, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for waiting, by the way.
No problem. You know, I think my thing is that white people do have culture. I celebrate mine constantly. I'm Irish, and Italians and Germans and Polish do the same. So we're a very multicultural people. Africans don't celebrate their color and Latino. They celebrate the African culture, and Latinos celebrate the Latin culture, and white people pick one. Some people are multicultural, Irish, Italian, German, French. Pick one and celebrate it.
Well, you see, yes, there is ethnic celebration.
It's allowed.
Yes, that is permitted. But when you talk about a Hispanic identity, many Hispanics, most of them are Mexicans, but many are not. You get Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Guatemalans, and they have discovered that they have this in common, this Hispanidad, and they want more Spanish, they want more recognition of illegal immigrants.
They want more power.
From them. Yes, they want more power, and they want the United States to be more like them. Now, if whites as a group say, well, wait a minute, we want the place to remain more European and not become more Latin American, for some reason, if we take that view, we're bad guys. But we can say, we are allowed to say, okay, in our little circle here, we're going to celebrate being Irish. That's okay. But if you talk about a larger group identity, European or white, then for some reason, that's no good.
Yep. By the way, when you have cultures mixing, and ethnic groups mixing and races, all inhabiting the same terrain, then there is, just biologically speaking, there is a fight for power over the other. That's what human evolution is. You know, if you read Arthur Keith, you can't read Arthur Keith. He's been consigned to hell. He was considered Darwin's successor, but he wrote about human evolution and how group conflict played into it, which is why he's been flushed down the memory hole.